The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Bring up the seat.
I'm gonna do this.
What is this?
I thought
someone was gonna introduce us.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, we're good. This is Bridge Voss. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out. I told you we were going to sell out this 14-seat theater.
It's in the smallest theater we can find. So this is a game show. I don't know what it is. Would you bang them? And we have judges that are going to decide if they would bang the comedians.
After they're set.
After they perform. So finally, this is...
Is it really
what the people have always wanted? Obviously.
Is it really humor that women see in men, or do they just want to fuck them, you know, because they look like me? You know what I mean? No. Like, well, what attracted Bond? What attracted you to me?
I have been married for half my life. 11 years, right?
Isn't it 12?
It's the 11th and final year.
I thought it was 12 years. It's 11?
We've been married 11 years.
11 years.
It feels like longer. But what I attracted... how did you get me?
I was at the top of my game. I was doing like three...
That thing we talked about. What?
Well, I was doing like three TV shows at the time. I was on fucking fire. Things are so good. I met her at the Comedy Cellar, and she came down the stairs... I'm like, oh, that's the comic that likes to bang other comics. And
I had a nice cottage industry going on.
And I was on a date with the hairdresser from The View, because, you know, I did hairdresser. And so this is a true story. So I met her, and I went on stage. She goes, oh, you're that comic from Last Comic Standing. And I don't use that intro anymore. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm on a date. I just said that to her. And she watched me go on stage, and I didn't have, like, the best set in the world, but the next day I called...
You were doing better than this.
Oh, God. So anyhow, that's why I love her, because she makes me laugh. And a good cook.
Because, yeah,
so,
I get it.
So I called the manager of the cellar, and I said, give me that girl's number. And she said, by no circumstance, give me
her number. She didn't say by no circumstance.
Well, I'm trying to use...
Nobody says that.
I'm just trying to use bigger words than I usually use. And anyhow, I saw her there the next night. And we went out for pizza, and I went down on her in my car.
Okay? You knew that's the only reason that I would be with.
Yes, you will.
But yes, you were at the top of your game. You were at the top of your game And I was at the very bottom of mine. And so I was at my bottom. It worked. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, I love you. I love you because you make me laugh. I mean, you're not as hot as you were, but still. Please, I only fucking from behind, you know, don't turn around. Listen to me. She makes me laugh. And what brings us together really is when we find the same victim, like the same comic or someone we don't like, and it really brings us together when we can attack them as a couple.
So that's why, thank you for bringing it full circle. That's why we have this show called Would You Bang Them?
Yes.
It's our two favorite things.
And
insults.
Well, I mean, it's not like, look, after you're married a while, you don't have sex, you know, we have sex whenever, but here's the deal.
He wants me to be awake. I mean, come on.
Let me tell you about
sign
it.
Up for that.
This is bullshit, because she'll say, hey, we're going to have sex tonight, and I'll take like half a pill, right? And then she'll go, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Well, who the fuck's paying for that pill? You know what I mean? I'm not putting the money out.
Yeah, I've had to pay him $26 once to get out of it. She likes older men, which is why she belongs to the AARP dating app. Please welcome Morgan Murphy.
Morgan, what's the main thing you look for in a man if you want to, you know, you're going to go on a date with him or just fuck him?
I think I have to know it will never work.
Can you slow it down?
That's not the... our next judge, she likes a guy who's got nimble fingers because there's a lot of undergarments to remove. Please welcome the fabulous Dulce Sloan.
Just your name's intimidating. Like, I couldn't go out because of the name. I couldn't yell it during orgasm. So have you been in a long... That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, you're funny.
Have you been in a long-term relationship recently?
I got out of a off and on and on again 9-year relationship with a mechanic.
Oh, really? So it was based on codependency?
It was based on car repair, yes.
Oh. And who broke up with who?
I moved to L.A., so it was mutual.
Oh, okay, cool.
Geography broke up for us.
Great, thank you for coming.
It's thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to be here. Our next judge wants a guy who will sweep her apartment. Please welcome Lisa Traeger.
That is so true and good.
Lisa,
I don't know how to do anything.
Well, no, I've watched you do stand-up, which is it's great, but you talk about fucking a lot in your set. You do talk about it. On, say, monthly, how many different guys might you fuck up?
Not enough. Not enough.
Well, this is a festival.
Yeah, I know. I always try. Well, yeah, I try, but it just never happens. I don't know. I'm on it, though.
When's the last time you got laid?
In December.
Yeah. Oh, well, you better.
Are you booing me? I'm upset, too. I don't know why you're mad at me.
So...
videos of me masturbating.
Okay.
So I don't know if that counts, but I do that.
So it's been...
You're working an angle.
It's been...
Literally and figuratively. It's,
that brings us to our next judge. She has high dating standards until 10 p.m. that any cock will do. It's Mateo Lane.
Mateo, first of all, you're fucking built like Adonis. And as a gay guy, I mean, it's so easy to get, as a gay guy, you could just walk into a fucking rest area, see another gay guy and go like this.
I mean, do I want to get AIDS? What are you talking about? Like, I can go...
You sucked a dick yesterday! okay.
Yeah, but not in my hotel room. Oh, you missed the bathroom part.
Behind the dumpster.
I went online like a good gay. I was like, hello, give me a face, please. And,
wait, you know there are places you can be gay now besides rest areas, right?
That's free now! 2017, that's free!
That's free now! Listen, if I was gay, I would...
Where did you buy those pants?
Listen, from the guy that you blew last night. Why, you don't like these?
No. Sorry, what were you saying?
Listen.
Oh, yeah, if you were going to judge Rich, no. I think that's what he's trying to get at.
He looks good for, how old are you?
Huh?
You look good. Just talked about this. You're cut, you look good, you wear the hat, you know, it's the whole thing. You look great.
42.
Yeah, no, doesn't he look good?
No, I'm...
Please, you do.
I'm going to be 60 years old in June.
See?
You have a fucking hot wife.
You have a beautiful daughter.
Wait, you say dressing. You say hot wife, I don't see it. Really? At a comedy club? Go to a safe place comedy show.
I hear you.
Some girl already said earlier, that's his wife! So...
Listen.
Mechanic. Yeah, I won't fuck her because she's not a mechanic. I don't own a car now. I don't need her.
You have nice teeth too. You're killing it.
They're not real.
Oh, are they not real?
How do you know my teeth aren't real?
I feel like we've talked about it.
I never talk to fucking yeah.
That ain't really the wrong answer. They're in your mouth.
They're implants, and I can eat corn.
It's officially not on the rail.
I have more jokes about his outfit.
What are we doing here? Were we here? Make him cry.
Given his age and his outfit, he's probably going to die climbing the stairs at H&M.
Marshall's guy, okay?
All right, let's get started, guys.
I forgot what we were doing.
That's me.
I'll just do this for the next hour.
This is how gay he is. His candy.
That's Lisa's.
No, it's Mike and Ike.
I said I hate Mike and Ike. I'm a Screed and Reese's
Swallow guys. Mike.
I didn't know candy could be gay.
Joey,
are you guys ready for your He's debonair. Oh, sorry, wrong person. Please welcome Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, Joe.
Thank you so much. This is intimidating. I don't know if I'll be able to top the hilarity of those judges' intros. Okay. Give it up for Rich Voss. Rich is 59 years old, and he has the social views of a 76-year-old.
Did you ever blow a guy in a bathroom?
There we go. All right, that works. The body slam didn't work. Whose are these?
Did you know none of us were going to want to fuck you?
It doesn't matter. I got to be honest. I don't want to fuck any of you either. I'm straight. Mateo's got the best shot right there.
So I'm not sure, Joe.
I don't
know, but he has tits. If he took off his coat,
yeah,
you'd see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you know. At least one of us does.
Oh, giant. Giant.
All right. Listen, let's do some dating material, all right, people? What do you say? God, the joy that just brought me in my heart. I would have done it no matter whose they were. It's nothing against you. They could have been anybody's. Anybody married in the audience?
Yeah.
Anybody about to get married or maybe sometime soon? Engaged? Dating? Yeah? You are? Yeah, great. Can I give you some wedding advice? Okay. Thanks for fucking it up. Jesus fuck. Is anybody about to get married so I can mail this fucking joke in? And make it look like I'm creating magic. If you're going to get married, do not videotape your wedding. That's my advice. Don't videotape your wedding. Don't do it. Now, I'm not married, but as far as I can tell from many of the movies I've seen, the only time you're ever going to watch that video is after your wife has been horrifically murdered. Just seems like bad juju to me. You're begging for a John Wick situation. I actually do have a dating joke about Tinder and the internet and how the internet has affected dating. The proof that we do not deserve the internet, that we can't handle the responsibility of the internet, is here's the proof. The second guys knew they could send pictures of their dicks to people, they did it. The second. Oh, I can send a picture of my dick on this thing? I'm fucking doing it right now. No. Don't do that. Well, then it shouldn't fucking let me do it, because I'm doing it. It's happening a lot on the dating apps. Tinder, right? A lot of girls getting mad on Tinder, women getting mad on Tinder, because men are acting inappropriately. And I will say this, ladies. A lot of you are using Tinder incorrectly. And that's got to stop. This is all Tinder was supposed to be. This is it. Hey, I think you're cute. And it says here, you think I'm cute. And the map says we're right near each other. So what do you say we meet up and fuck in this bathroom like two degenerate animals right now? That's what Tinder was supposed to be. Tinder was like, hey, you ever want to use somebody like the piece of shit you are? Here you go. Go catch some diseases. It's free. People are using it as an actual dating app. Stop it! Stop it. If you want to meet the one, your soulmate, here's what you do. You spend $40 and you join eHarmony, okay? Put a little effort into your fucking life. How lazy are you that you're going to sit on your couch with why haven't I met the one yet? Swipe. I'm doing all I can. Swipe. Die alone, you fucking animal, okay? You don't deserve love. I knew that joke wasn't going to work that well. That's an old joke. I wasn't feeling it. I just felt like it was a dating joke. I should do it. All right, let's do this joke. How much time do I have left?
5 minutes.
Oh, great.
No.
Okay.
No, you got
five.
No, seriously.
Left of the whole time.
No, it
1 minute.
Wrap it up.
Three.
I don't want to wrap it up yet.
Okay, then do a couple more.
No, I'm saying, like, how much time do I have? Because I want to know if I need to do the second part of that joke or if I need to go right to the closer.
2 minutes.
Listen, just do what you want to do. It's up to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to do my hour.
No.
Well, I have a one-man show about dating. Here it is. Do I have time for two more jokes?
Yes.
Yes.
You're my fucking big
bang. It's your show, you fucking numbnuts.
Do you need us
two or more?
I don't think I have time for two more of your jokes.
Go ahead, two more.
Welcome back to Rick and Hank.
Do your Facebook bit.
What's my Facebook bit?
I don't know, but I'm sure you have it. Come on.
All right. You guys want to hear a joke about feminism?
Yes. Yes.
I was in a parking lot the other day, and a woman parked her car illegally. illegally. Blocking both lanes, wouldn't move. Just blocking, nobody could move, right? She's just sitting there parked illegally. So I roll down my window, I honk my horn, I go, hey lady, come on, move your car. She gets out of her car, she does this to me, she goes. Now here's my question, ladies. If we're equal as genders, why can I not fist fight that woman? She's calling me out. Why is the protocol to drive away muttering cunt to myself for the rest of the night? Doesn't seem fair. Kidding. I know why I can't fight the woman. Because men, on average, are physically stronger than women. It's not a negative. It's just a thing on average, you know? So I get annoyed when really hardcore feminists will be like, why can't women play in the NFL too? Because they'll die. Do you understand that? They'll fucking die. That's bullshit. Woman's just as strong as any man. All right, you can believe that if you want to. You can believe that a woman, on average, is physically as strong as any man. But here's the bad news. If you do believe that, domestic violence kind of goes out the window at that point. No such thing anymore in your world as a man beating the shit out of his partner. From now on, it's just, hey, they got into a fight. She couldn't hold her fucking ground. She got her clock clean. But she had it, too. She was talking a lot of shit. But...
Wait, what a closer!
Oh, Rosa!
Bonnie, watch out, you're gonna trip.
I know.
Doesn't Joe look like a young Clark Gable with Down syndrome?
He looks so like the funny kid in Toy Story that was the bad kid.
See? What that means? But also kind of like Buzz Lightyear.
Let's go to the judges now, but let's see Liza. I do want to say before I start with feminism, it's not about women playing in football teams, it's about paying cheerleaders more. It's about fairness, not equality. Second, I'd like to say so many of my friends have actually had sex with you and none of them came, so I would say no. I would not pay them. Also,
don't worry, I didn't come with any of them either.
So many people just sickens me. And
Jesus Christ, no. Elijah, I know you're mad about the Mike and Ikes. When's the last time you ate?
No, the thing is, I was so mad for a while, and I don't know if you saw me all laughing like 3 minutes later. And once I got out of, like, over the anger, it was very, very funny.
Hilarious.
It was
so tragedy comes
it took me a few minutes, but I was over it.
So you're saying... Yes.
No, and the pigeon toe thing is a lot. So yeah. I would say that.
When he was like this, he was really standing up straight.
Don't say what he said. So I also like prefer like confidence and self-esteem. I feel like he sabotaged himself on the way out.
Why?
Wow, so that's, I would have to go with
it. Was the sabotage on the way out?
Well, because you, my Mike and X.
But that's, that was, what does that have to do with confidence? I don't understand.
I just feel like you came out here not wanting us to want to fuck you. So legit. I'm going to give you what you want.
Yeah, so that if she said no after you did
Bonnie,
do
thank
it,
you for having me on this show. This is really a hoot. And it's not at all sexist in any way. Where's the Would You Bang Her show? Is that also happening?
I think it's called the internet.
You
ask. Yeah. I think it's called the internet, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, okay.
So, you get a little bit of therapy with this.
Already?
Go ahead.
Look, there's only one that said no. Don't get some. You got three
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you didn't want to fuck us anyway, so I don't know why. You want us to like you now?
Am I still on the table?
Yeah, everybody.
He's gonna adult say next. What do you say?
I did enjoy when he dumped the candy out as if to show girl the other comics coming on the stage. But knowing you for a couple years, I am excited that you finally got shoulders. So. Because he just looks like an egg with a jacket on. Y'all didn't know.
I thought this wasn't supposed to be mean.
No,
I
was gonna start it, Joe.
Mike and Ike's?
Wait,
Got a big laugh.
We all felt that.
Got a big laugh.
Thank
you. And the town also was the only one laughing at my material.
I know. It was funny. I'm not going to take
it. I also bought them at the movie theater, so they were $5.50, so that's another part of the situation.
Oh, that was we'll take it.
All right, all right.
We're the producers.
Thank you.
Here's the deal, Joe. Just listen to what they have to say, because maybe this can help you down the road. That's all. What do you got? Hold on. You know what?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, more candy. More candy.
I was going to step on it.
What the fuck is this? Cherry Sours? Oh, once. I love once. Thank you.
What's your
now?
Wait. What's your answer?
Sorry.
This is out of control already. Calm down.
Oh, I didn't get my answer.
Don't come back.
Yes or no?
What's your answer?
Would you bang him? Oh, no.
Who knows?
This could go either way, Morgan.
No. I like you know, the jacket's nice. I liked when you were mean in the beginning. I like mean men. So I like when you spilled the candy. But that's more about me than it is about you. And I thought your jokes were, when you finish them, they're going to be really good. So we're old friends, and I feel like we could go through the motions. Wood bang.
Wood bang. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We're still in the game.
Thank you.
But here's
Thank
the only
you,
one
Morgan.
That matters to you, Joe.
Will How are you?
Mateo's
I think you dress well for your body. You do. You look good. You've got tall, long legs. You got the jacket that comes up at the right place. Glasses. You look good.
Thank you. Oh, you! I thought that was an.
No, I'm being 100% serious. Because people who are.
Shut up, Dolce!
Because
God damn, shut up!
Because you're a Canadian guy.
You're
a little Wendy Williams right now. Like, you know, you're a taller person, so, you know, I love it. Oh, I think it's great with this small jacket. Suzanne, what do you think? Okay, so. I watch her every day. So you look great. How would this work out? I mean, do you need me to wear a wig? What's gonna go on?
I don't need you to wear anything.
Okay, so as is. But so we're both into Star Wars. So could we role play? Like I could be like a Jawa.
And you already have a little sort of imperial mustache going on. So I like
okay,
it.
So I could be like a general.
Yeah, or a lieutenant.
Okay.
Let's kick it up a few.
All right. Cool.
Is lieutenant higher than general?
I don't know.
No.
Admiral. Let's call you an admiral. All
right. Mateo, and I would like that. That's not all of it.
I fuck Joe.
Hilarious. Very funny.
But that's a tie. Doesn't there need to be a tie for
Oh, my God. I'll give you a handy in the back. All right. let's keep this fucking train wreck going. This next comedian. Hey, girls, do you like a guy who will eat your dessert? Please welcome Tim Dillon.
Floor. I'm sorry, it's cheap shit. Anyway, here's the deal. It's not good. I lost my voice. I'm sorry. I know I look like I lost it, like screaming at a Trump rally, but I didn't. I get it. I apologize. I don't like young people. I'm getting sick of young people. That's ballsy to say here, but I'm getting sick of young people because they are so fucking confident for no reason. No reason. If you're under 23, you have a fake job. Your job is not real. It's fake. Doesn't matter. But if you ask a millennial about their fake job, they are so fucking confident that you feel like a piece of shit. You're like, what do you do for a living? They're like, actually, I'm an Instagram filter. Like, what? They're like, yeah, I'm Valencia.
My favorite.
I don't know who said that. I feel like Valencia, but... I'm actually a gay comedian. Sorry, nobody. And I hope there's a line. I hope there was a woman in the back that when I said that went, oh no. And I don't know why, fuck you, I don't know why I named her from Fargo, but I feel like that's the woman I would end up with, like a woman who looked forward to the winter. That's what I feel like. My manager said the other day, he's like, you want to perform for Gay Runaways? Cheer them up. I'm like, ugh. He said, it's $30. I said, okay, I'll be there at 3. And I went, and I was performing. I was supposed to do 20 minutes of comedy. They cut my mic after 2 minutes. Not good. I thought I had great advice. I went up, I said, hello, Gay Runaways. Listen, I get it. I'm a gay person. I get wanting to be yourself. But if the stakes are that high, where somebody's going to throw you out of your house, I would think about maybe playing it straight. I don't like vaginas, but for Pop-Tarts and indoor plumbing, I'll navigate my way around one. Lie! Straight people lie! What are you doing? You're sitting at the table, you're like, I got all this semen in my mouth. Talk about the weather! Make shit up! She's like, she came up to me, she goes, you said GLBT a lot up there. I said, yeah. She said, it's actually GLBTIAQ2. I said, who are all of those people? She's like, it's asexual, intersex, questioning, and two spirits. I said, are they gay ghosts? I don't want to hear anything about discrimination from people that can float. I don't have the time. So I'll leave you guys with this. That Nazi guy got punched at the fucking, I forget, the inauguration. Okay, well, I figured, right? But so people came up to me and they're like, was it justified? Was it not justified? I said, well, let me tell you something. I was punched at a Pizza Hut lunch buffet. And that was justified. Thank you guys so much.
Let's go to Morgan first.
Come on, Morgan.
You fantastic. You have a little bit of like of a, if Steve Bannon was a Lyft driver. I for sure would bang.
There you go. What? Right on this one.
Now, as
the gay guy will be the only one who will reject me. The women, the larger women will love me.
As a Southern Belle, a fine magnolia, from the great state of Georgia, I can't thank you. I can't tell you that I love whole men, and you're a whole man, and I appreciate that. And when I found out the other day you were gay, I was like, oh, no. So I did say my baby before this show even happened.
I can change.
Your parents are praying for that every day.
Yeah.
Listen, you gotta just figure out which one they hate gonna hate more. You fucking dudes are a black chick. You gotta make the choice.
Two yeses.
Yay. Two yeses. This is insane. Two for two. Quick now, Lisa.
Riding a little bit of Joe DeRosa's whatever happened to him. I feel like you're getting a bounce. I positioned
myself well.
Well, being funny really helps. So.
Yeah.
That's definitely great. I wish your neckline was a little tighter. It's a little loose for me.
I'm sick. I have a sore throat.
The shirt neckline is annoying to me.
This is from King Size, the catalog.
You gotta try H&M.
Can I, instead of banging, can I just suck his dick?
I would suck your dick. We got two yeses and a suck your dick.
Casual wear look for gay men called It Gets Butter.
It's a plus size line for gay men. I think it's a good
good fucking idea. I'm going to take it to Shark Tank.
One of these startups, one of these startup pieces of shit will give me money for that later.
Dinner watch. You're a pinky bar
dizzying intellect.
Look at that, baby.
Mateo Lane, what do you say? Yes or no?
So you're, Tim is actually in, Tim, I love you. Of course I'd bang you. But wait, Tim is in, not into me. Tim is into skinny, rich, white, like Connecticut,
that white.
Almost, let's call a spade here. All right,
which
fine.
Is interesting,
fine. Okay, so but like, Tim, who's your type?
Like that kid that was in that
kid, we don't like it starting that way.
Hansel
and Gretel.
Hansel Elgort. He's like, he pretends he's German, but he's not. He's that, you know.
Do you like
that?
You don't
movie.
Even know the name of your crush.
Yeah, the Fault in Our Stars. Thank you, that guy.
Wow.
How old is he?
Who?
Six.
Yeah, Fault in Our Stars.
But wait a minute.
Oh my God, Melania.
Yeah, so like him and also Bonnie. Bonnie is also my type.
Oh, you like a twinkie.
I like a twinkie. They're cool.
Mateo, is it a yes?
I'm an otter, so I don't know if it would work.
Oh, I didn't know.
Do you guys know how it works?
With that,
like, if you're big,
animal.
If you're big and fat, and like John Travolta. Okay, here's how it goes. Ready? Who's like a bear? Like,
who's like a bear? Tim.
So Tim's like a bear. I'm an otter, and John Travolta's
like
a faggot.
Bear.
So, yeah, right.
I think this is,
I don't laugh at stuff like
I'm,
that.
I'm happy about these results.
But I say yes,
what about
Tim.
You?
He says yes.
Oh, we got four yeses.
Perfect. Who's our next chat?
Tim, give us to me.
That was great. Fucking three and a blowjob. We never got that before.
This next guest believes in God, but if there really was one, why would Nate be doing this festival? Oh. Please welcome Nate Bergazzi!
Here we go. I think this is just, I'm supposed to do 5 minutes. That's all I know. I moved back to Nashville. I'm from Nashville. These people. And I don't know. My 20-year high school reunion is this year. I'm a big fan. I didn't go to college, so like this is like the last group of people I met. So I am way on board. We had our 10 year. I went to it. I suggested a 15. No one wanted it. Now we're at our 20. My buddy was like, he told me he's going to lose weight for his 20 year reunion. Which seems like weird. You know, you're like, I don't know, why don't you lose it for the people that were in your life every day for the best 20 years? I think about, like, I don't know, I'd like to save it for the people I hate. Made my wife stare at my moose body for 15 years. I'm going as is, just like, I didn't work out in high school. I did start when I left, you know. This is what it is. Every hotel I go into, I ask if they have a gym. I don't even have clothes that I can work out with. I've honestly never even sort of worked out. And I'm like, is it 24 hours? Is it going to start tonight? I was wondering. What I like to do is I just tell people I used to weigh 300 pounds. Right? That's easy. I've never weighed 300 pounds, but I look pretty amazing for a guy that used to weigh 300 pounds. I got tired of being tired, all right? Yeah. Today's my cheat day, obviously, but normally I'm pretty strict about a lot of things. I go to a lot of like chain stuff. I do all chain restaurants. I don't even sort of do anything that's not like chain. I've eaten at McDonald's here since I've been here and been completely fine. Like, I love it. I go to McDonald's. I have the audacity to complain that they mess up. Like, I'll be like, I said no onions and it says onions. And they just look at me like, you're too old to be here, man. Don't cut. This is not a real restaurant, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm 11 years old. That guy's 90. All right? Just go to a regular place. They don't care. I want them to care. So every chance I take, I'm like, guys, just this is what you're doing. Like, just be real good at it, you know? I come here too much, and I go, no one comes here this much, man. I went to a Starbucks. I ordered iced coffee with milk. Nothing crazy. And I ordered it, and I told the guy, I was like, iced coffee with milk. He looked at me weird. You know that when you order something, and the guy's looking at you, you're like, I'm pretty sure I'm not getting what I'm asking for. But you're both like touching the credit card, so you're like, all right, let's just see what he thinks. And I go to the end of the counter, and he gives me my drink, and it's just milk with ice in it. Ask him, and I go like, what is it? And he goes, it's milk with ice in it. I was like, do I look like a psycho? I've never ordered milk publicly in the history of my life. I've never once in my life been amongst people I don't know and thought, you know what I could go for? A cup of milk. I would like to drink a cup of milk, and I like to drink it out of a straw. Something else I can do. I'd like to do that. And could we put ice in it? Sometimes I didn't know you could do that. And I would like to try. It was a Starbucks that was in a Target. It wasn't even its own Starbucks. It was like a Starbucks is like, we don't really do everything. And I was like, do you do milk with ice in it by any chance? Like, that's what I'm into. All right. I think that's it. All right. Fun of me. You're like, I could watch it all night.
I could do so like fucking funny. Mateo, and didn't curse once. What do you think?
Oh, I didn't care about that. Cool. I feel like I'm turning into the Paula Abdul of this show.
No, like, I already, fuck you.
Yeah, thank you. Silence. I miss her. I hope she's dead. Or I'm the barber from Shark Tank. Okay, I don't know. You're really handsome. You're really cute. You're really funny. And I like your hat that you cut your clean cut hair. I mean, for someone who eats at McDonald's all the time, you're not showing it.
It's not too.
So I'm enjoying
it. I could show it, but.
Show it.
There's one guy in the back of every dude.
Show it.
All right, anyway, as comics, we have to go. All right.
So yes, I would fuck him.
Yay! Yay!
Yes. He's so excited, and he's very religious.
I'll be honest with you, Phil.
I'll buy an enema.
Unbelievable.
Lisa, what do you think?
We just call
her
every name we can think of.
No, Eliza, Lisa, Isabella.
I mean, it's tough because he's married and my therapist told me to stop. I knew it wouldn't have worked, but I thought I would go for it. This is a nightmare, so I'm going to say I would fuck you.
Yes, is this all good? Is this stuff for real? Like, we can really do this, ladies? And we get like told that, like later on, like, hey, remember that time we did that show? He was so cool about it. In front of all those people that were like, said they wouldn't say anything.
Don't say. What do you say?
Hi. How are you? It's going to be 50-50 how this could go.
Listen,
I feel like you might know my wife.
And I'm like, is she from Tennessee?
She's from Alabama.
Probably everybody knows everybody from South. No, I miss the Southern accent, so I would have to fuck you just to hear you come in a Southern accent.
How does that sound?
We do it. It's a fun. It's like, hey, I'm sorry about this, but this is where we're at. That's how we do it. We go, this is the end of what my thing is. It's a long, like, thing.
It's very polite, and then historically, we have to do it.
We ask if you want to leave. We're like, would you like to leave the room? Because I have to, we're at the end of this.
Right.
And then
I have to ask him if he wants something to eat, because my mom will raise me right.
So. It's a real deal. Yeah. We're perfect.
I'm very
three
excited.
Yeses.
Look at this.
Hey.
Look at Morgan.
I, I'm, I,
I mean, if you're asking if being funny is like attract, like that was so was fucking hilarious. Yeah, would bang here on the show.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we're fucking. All right. Praise God. We fucking made it.
But hey, for God's sake, give it up.
One for four.
Our next comedian, you're going to love him. He likes long walks on the beach to scout for places to bury a body. Please welcome Shane Moss.
If you do ever find yourself in a situation wearing some weird male beauty pageant, make sure you follow three super insecure train wrecks of human beings. I'm gonna knock out two birds with one stone here. I'm just gonna plug my show for tomorrow night in a fun and entertaining way. And I have a show about psychedelics, a solo show that I'm doing here at 9. I'm going to talk about DMT, so we're jumping ahead a little bit. DMT is one of the world's most powerful hallucinogens, and it stands for dimethyltryptamine. It's this active ingredient in a slightly better known drug called ayahuasca, which is this tea in Peru that's gaining popularity. There's even like corporate retreats to go down and do like ayahuasca team building ceremonies and shit. It's real weird. And you go down and you sit in a hut with the shaman and you drink this tea, and then for the next 4 to 6 hours, what you get to do is you get to throw up all over you and your new agey buddies. And then you realize that you have to give up your steady job to focus on pottery. So they figured out how to extract the active ingredient so you can smoke it and take that 4 to 6 hours of the most intense period in most people's lives, and you can boil it into 10 minutes. I'll just share with you the first time I did it. Dimethyltryptamine is already in your head. They don't know what it's doing in there. They think it's responsible for dreaming. And they also think that maybe it gets released in high volumes right before you die. That's why people are lucky enough to be revived. They have these stories of seeing tunnels and gods and visions and whatnot. Anyhow, you can smoke that shit. And have a little peek for yourself. And so first time I did it, this guy brought me his dude's house I had, and dude's like a computer programmer. His lady's a neuroscientist. I was like, all right, these aren't like crackheads or burnouts or whatever. These are smart people. And the guy's like, have you ever done mushrooms before? And I was like, yeah, tons of mushrooms. And he's like, okay, well, nothing like mushrooms. What the fuck was that question? Is this a weird census that you're doing? And why did you ask that? He was right. Mushrooms might make like cars look shinier than normal. DMT is nothing like that. DMT is like, hey, you know all of this existence and reality that you think is very real and you're very comfortable with? Well, guess what? Zip. Tent of lies collapses, something else entirely going on. And it's a real red pill, blue pill, matrixy kind of. It's way more matrixy than the Matrix is. The Matrix says shit that looks like this world, and he doesn't have any of this in it. And he's like, you want to have this bong? You want to have 3 hits. As big a hits as you can possibly take, and it comes on really fast. And the first hit, you're going to start feeling weird. The second hit, that's when most people bail. It's like a really intense mushroom trip. They think they have too much or something went wrong. They want to stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. You have to get that third hit. You have to break through to this other space. And I was like, whatever with the build-up, dude. I took the first hit out of that bong, and right away I was like, oh, shit, I'm turning into a cartoon. That's the weirdest thing I've had in my entire life. And then I had the second hit. And then the whole universe just started shaking violently and collapsing. I was like, oh dear. Oh, I made a horrible decision this evening. Oh, I just did all the drugs. I did all the drugs that there are, all at the same time. Well, looks like I'm gonna die now. And he saw the look on my face, and he's like, one more. I start filling up this bong, and well, it was nice and milky white. I took a breath before clearing it, and then that sense of peace just washed over me. And then all of this, everything I've ever known, just goes Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum. Gone. And then it was just me and this bomb in space. No planets or stars or anything, just a black infinite void brought the bomb with me. And the smoke inside the bong turned into electricity, and that electricity turned into code. So I was like, this is gonna be fucking weird. And I smoked all those codes up. And then I just shot through a tunnel of fractals and lights and insane colors I've never seen before. And then I just landed on a hologram computer chip city made out of codes that looked super familiar for some reason. And these lights were communicating with me in a way that I understood perfectly somehow. And right away it was just like, welcome! So happy to see you! I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I broke my brain. You really did it this time, Shane. You reckless fucking asshole. You broke your brain. They're like, hey, hey, calm down, focus, and start building these buildings. They're like, this is how I talk. This is very difficult to explain. Now do you understand? I guess so. And I was like, now do you really want to see something? Like, it's going to show me the meaning of life or something. Okay. I was like, look over here. And I looked over. And there's just this weird, out-of-place cartoon cat just laughing at me. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm just fucking with you. And then that was it. That was the end of my trip. I was 100% back to normal, as clear-headed as I've ever been in my entire life, going, what the fuck was that? So I smoked that shit a bunch of times. So, if you want to hear all about it, you can check out my show tomorrow. That's the end of my set. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I can't believe that I was just a plain crack at it. I think, Morgan, you would understand most of this the best, so we go to you first.
I thought you were hilarious. You feel like, to me, it's like if Nate had made one different decision, I'm being genuine here. Would bang and then would want to like talk about stuff after.
Oh. A good trip.
For Shane Moss, for Morgan. I can't stop doing that radio voice now.
Don't say what you say.
Very funny when drugs freak me out. So now.
Do you not do any drugs at all?
No, it's so scary.
Yeah, no, they're not for everybody.
No, because like I feel like if I like he came in my mouth, then I'd be high.
Yeah. Definitely 100% would. It's a no, thank you.
I guess what I'm gonna say.
I am so conflicted because I do love drugs, for sure.
Love decisions.
But you dress like one of my friends that I hate, so that's a thing. And I'm also, I just feel like you might be too chill. Like, I'll have to put too much work into the, like, I feel like I'm going to have to be on top for a long time.
I get it. I take charge and I wait
for
you to come and then you fucking
do you take charge?
I get to go. I get
Are you taking charge?
I'll take charge.
If you're taking charge, I'm going to say yes to fucking.
Oh, okay.
So that means you don't get your answer until you fuck?
No, I got a vibe of like I would have to like be doing a lot of
energy. You do feel like you'd have to be looking for his keys all the time.
Be fucking me, like you'd be like, oh, this feels so good, and I'd be like, not as good as floating around in space with a bomb in your belly.
Texas is incredibly.
He's so confident. Fucking packing. It's gotta be, right, Mateo? Does he confidence show length?
Calm down.
no. Wait,
he also looks
no.
like he's on the verge of laughing at any
small ass dude. It's very annoying.
I have an exactly average size penis, and if that helps with any, like, it's nothing like, it's just
well,
like,
that's a no.
Right, middle of the road. Like,
how tall are you? You're like, well, they're like 4.5 feet tall.
Like,
so you, I don't know if you're like 5'1"
or so. I'll throw the half.
And you just have a 6-inch dick. What's the width?
Yeah. I know it's like a little bit. It's you would think it would be. I haven't. Do you measure those?
Guys like Ryan are all
the
time.
They're circumference. What is the circumference?
In the gay community, you need length, width, and weight.
Do your hand like that.
I don't think it's anything special.
It's just like an average white man.
Yeah, I think it's
he
just
measures
like an average,
with his
like.
When you no, when that, and when you put your own hand around your own dick, how do your fingers touch or not?
Yeah, my fingers touch, actually. I have the biggest hands you'll ever see.
Mateo, what's your answer?
Real quick, your trip did sound. What is this music? Are we at a sock hop? Calm down. Christ. All right, play some Fantasy by Mariah. Okay, so your trip sounded like the show Reboot. That's what it was. Remember that show Reboot? Anyone remember Reboot? They, one person. This joke sucks. All right. I would... You, fine. Yes, fine. Yeah.
I
fuck you. Yeah.
Yes,
that dick talk. That dick talk. Baby. Oh.
Two guesses, a pity fucking no.
That's really good.
Awesome. We know one person you did better than. Anyhow.
Don't make me have to give him more therapy and then I am back, but right now.
Well, you're fucking great, man.
Me just saying that, actually. Thank you, man. No, I didn't
mean
it.
That's
awesome.
So good.
All right, thank you, guys.
Shay
Moss.
Shay Moss.
Doesn't Candygate see
Shay Moss's drug partner.
Our next comedian, are you ready for our final comedian of the
night?
Is
anybody ready to get some more wine?
Oh. What's that?
Don't worry about me with a microphone talking to the audience.
You look like an Italian waiter, or like a gondola rider on a day off.
You look like a fucking gay Boy Scout leader. Look at your shorts.
Why you gotta be gay, Boy Scout?
Because he is gay.
Gay? Why I got? Because look at me. I'm like.
Mail in the fucking East Village. Anyhow.
What?
I don't know.
I look like Eurotrash, and we all know it.
Congratulations.
Ma signora Golovoy.
We have one more comedian!
Mateo has nice traps. Look at his fucking traps. You don't like traps.
I don't know. I have a no
my
traps, no lateral.
I don't know why.
Are you hitting on Mateo?
No, I'm just saying he has nice traps.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bonnie.
I thought you guys had your group, but you lost it. I don't know what happened. This final comedian, he's one of the greats. He has the confidence of a man with a much bigger penis. Please welcome Brendan Walsh!
Brendan!
Kind of asked me for an intro. Oh, shit, last comedian! Come on, give it up for everybody here. See? Oh, my God! Give it up for the judges. Give it up for the venue. Give it up. Come on. Give it up. Give it up for yourselves for coming out. Oh, God. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for your moms, right? Everybody has a mom. Come on. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your mom. And your dad. Give it up for your dad, too. You needed him as well. Whether or not you know the guy or like him, give it up for your dad. And his big, hard dick. Give it up for your dad. And his purple, veiny throbber. Come on. Mom and dad. Give it up. That's how we all got here. That magic night, 9 months before you were born, and your dad laid your mom down on that bed. Licking his lips all LL Cool J style. Climbing on top of your mom. Getting that dad jizz deep inside your mom's vagina. Coating them eggs. Getting them eggs all coated. The dad jizz fertilizing one of them. And it all turned into us. Give it up for that. That's how we all got here, folks. Give it up. Give it up for the 69 action mom and dad did. Get themselves all hot and bothered. Getting ready to make you happen. Dad on top, 69 action. Dad on top.
69 and your mom back in the 80s or whatever. Cat on top. That's the way they did it back then. Give it up for your grandparents, too. Darn it, give it up. Let's go down the line. Give it up for your grandma, your grandpa, your other grandma, your other grandpa. They're untrimmed, unphotographed pubes. They've never taken a picture of that. Grandma and grandpa. Maybe, like, grandpa's never taken a dick pic. He doesn't know how to do that. Maybe grandma back in the day, when grandpa was at war or something, she hired a guy to come over to take a picture of her beaver. You know, like one of those guys with a big fucking camera and stilts. Puts a sheet over his head. He's like, boom. Give it up for that guy. Taking a big old-timey photo of your grandma's bee. Send to your grandpa on a submarine in the South Pacific. She's a hero. Give it up for your grandma. Actually, my grandma's in the hospital. That's where I'm at. It's all right. It's cool. She's having a baby. Yeah, grandma's having a baby. I'm going to have a baby uncle tomorrow, dude. That's going to be so fucking cool. Fucking baby uncle? Who the fuck has that? I'll be the only guy rocking a baby uncle. Literally. People will be like, is that your son? I'll be like, no, it's my uncle. My fucking baby uncle. Taking him to Baby Gap to buy him some baby uncle clothes. Oh shit, my baby uncle just spit up all over my naked shirt. Spit up that grandma milk. My grandma breastfeeds my uncle. What? She's gonna have to. That's how life works. My grandma's breast milk is what keeps my baby uncle alive. It'll be easy for her. She'll just be knitting. Set my baby uncle down in a baby uncle car seat. She'll be knitting, just unfurl one of her boobs down like the fucking Wicked Witch of the West thing, like when a house lands on her. Sometimes a fly might land on my baby uncle. She'll be like, bam. We get it off of there. I'm excited about my baby uncle. For the first time in my life, I'll have to keep people from molesting my uncle. Fucking cute ass baby uncle. I'm not psyched about it. The only thing I don't like about my baby uncle is my grandma's boyfriend. She's dating like this 19-year-old dude. He's like a fucking skateboarder guy. Teenage step-grandpa. He's always trying to act like he's my grandpa. I'm like, fuck you, teenage step-grandpa. I remember a world without the internet. Quit doing kickflips in the living room. Or whatever. All right. How much time do I have? On the did they give me the light? Or was that a flash? Were you taking a photograph? Or is that Getty Photos? Am I done?
You got 20 seconds.
What's that?
20 seconds.
20 seconds? What do I do in that time? I'll show you my dick.
Show's a dick!
My last girlfriend gave my penis a nickname. Any ladies ever do that?
Yes.
What'd you call it?
Dick.
Dick, that lady. What? I'm talking to an Asian lady up here. What'd you call it?
Oh, she's
Asian. Germanus Gigantibus. Germanus Gigantibus? That's a fucking mouthful. It's a good penis thing. My last girlfriend gave my penis an awesome nickname. She used to call him Microsoft. That's a giant company, dude.
That's one of the biggest, most powerful companies out there. They got millions of employees. And I'll be honest with you guys, before I came here tonight, I laid off a few million employees from Microsoft. Two rounds of massive layoffs today. I had to do it. I had to let him go. It was out of my hands. All right, that's it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm not pulling my fucking dick out. What are you, out of your mind?
I don't know. I had a lot of rosé.
Don't say, you gonna, would you fuck him without seeing his dick? I mean, would you?
I mean, yeah, look at him.
You got one yes already.
That
Whoa.
Was quick.
You're all
right. I mean, he did the thing and he was funny and he made everybody get uncomfortable and shit. He's not on his denim. He's a fucking man. Fuck this
man. I don't like how smug you're acting with her wanting to fuck you.
Well, maybe I could pencil
it. It's like fuck you in 1910.
You're like annoyed someone wants to fuck you. I don't get it. So Lisa, would you fuck him?
I was. Yeah, no way.
Oh shit! Wow,
it's
two for two.
It's gonna be a fun after party. Two for two.
What do you say?
Is that producing right here though, or is that gel? Or
it's just I flew in today. I didn't sleep. Or I didn't shower, did it?
Don't touch
Ew.
It.
I'm not touching it. Oh, this is the white people I didn't wash my hair greasy.
Well, I mean,
can
yeah,
I get a hat, though?
Come on.
What the fuck when he's wearing a shower cap? Is that okay?
But you seem perverted as fuck. I feel like it's good. Yeah.
As, you know,
where would you come on her?
On the back of her car.
She
doesn't.
That's
how
we're
trying
to get a car.
You're talking about pervertedness? Like,
but you got two.
You've been a girl before.
No.
Really?
Well, no.
You would remember.
Really.
How dare
no,
you
no,
look
no.
pensive into the air as if you did not. Did I fist a girl once? You would remember that.
Wasn't it really like this?
I fist. Like you're breaking a door.
You don't
in.
Do an actual fist.
No. Holy like, fuck.
I've never done it, whatever.
Morgan, what do you say?
Would so bang.
Would so bang. Bang. Three for three.
But I would have, but, and I got, we're friends, but like, physically, this is my wheelhouse.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
I get
your lesbian Wolverine?
So Mateo, is that a no?
Professor X, I'd really like to find my past. My wife and I make our own water.
Probably not. I don't like Wolverine, and the hair just reminds me of Wolverine. And he's just
the worst.
I did back, we need to have a Storm movie, so until then, I won't fuck you.
Oh my god. But three, that's
great.
Great,
that's
you
not bad.
Bad.
Good
for
her. Good for her. Special guest drop by, and we
you've never seen him before. You've never seen him before. Please welcome Joe DeRosa.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, guys.
I have to go. This is going to get bad.
No. What's everybody laughing at? Was...
No, this is all about you. You can't
Can
go.
I please have more wine?
I understand there was somebody up here earlier that looked like me. I don't know. It's weird. I'm a different person. You know, I love women.
Yeah, you hear these guys out in the streets and in the bars, they refer to their wife as the old battle axe, they say. I say, yeah, she is the old battle axe because she helps you through the toughest battles. She helps you through the toughest battles.
Lisa, this is someone else.
I was at a show, or I was in a parking lot the other day. This lady parked illegally. My buddy honks at her. He goes, "Lady, move." She gets out of the car. She's going like this. He goes, "Why can't I fight her?" I go, "Because she's a woman, you fucking sexist." These women, they say, "Why can't women play in the NFL?" I say, "They can, and they should."
Sell it to. Thank you for coming out. This was great.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.